Hi everyone, my name is Miu Kim. Okay, let's start. A few days ago, I found some interesting survey results on the website. The interesting survey results show me over 60% of Koreans agree with cohabitation before the marriage. That is quite a big number, isn't it? So, at this moment, I think we need to talk about the pre-marital marriage in opposite side, because the Korean people are getting more generous about that. So, according to Barbara Markey, there are four groups in cohabitation. The first one is Venus blanket relation. In those relationships, people want to be loved from others and want to involved with somebody. That's why they are trying to find cohabitors. Second group is emancipation relation. In those groups, people want to prove they can make own decision by themselves to their parents and to their friends. So, and third, a convenience relations. For economic reasons, they are trying to find the someone to live together. They want to save some money and expenses half and half of whole expenditure. And last thing, testing relation. In those types, people have a plan to get married in the future, and they need some time to watch each other before the marriage. So I will focus the last thing, because we usually see this case in Korea often. So pre-marital marriage person insists it is necessary to have time to watch each other before the marriage. Because if he or she has bad habits such as drinking too much or eating after marriage, it drives the couple to divorce. That's why they assert premarital marriage. But do you think the premarital marriage to live together before the marriage guaranteed a better marriage life? I don't think so. Because Chicago University research indicates those who live together before the marriage have a lower satisfaction than others who do not cohabit. And the premarital marriage never decreased the divorce rate. Yes, and next, usually those who live together before the marriage lay a foundation of distrust and lack of respect. Premarital intimacy make you or me wonder, have there been others before me? Or will there be another person in the future? So as suspicion and distrust increase, you lose the trust toward your partner or lose others. So the trust is very important factor in a healthy marriage. But for their marriage, you decide to live together with your partner, but you lose you lose an important factor such as trust in your marriage. And lastly, I want to ask you the word such as trial and test is familiar with marriage, because when usually we use the word trial and test when you buy a shoes or when you buy a car. Before you decide to buy that, you ask the salesperson, can I try it on or can I test drive? So I don't think the test or trial words are not good for marriage. Because people and relationship between people are not that kind of thing. So we have to be careful to use the word to justify the premarital marriage. The premarital marriage is not only that is a way to have a better marriage life, but that is not only one way. So, and also, no one sure the premarital marriage cohabitation before the marriage bring you the better marriage life. So I want to ask you, before you decide to live together with somebody, please think about that one more time. Thanks.